Bromleyradio@gmail.com or Twitter, X at Bromley Radio 1.
Ooh. Open her eyes, cause her to fall in love with me. Help me to speak, bless me with words she will feel. Oh, let it rain. Droplets of sunshine in her life. Give her the world, but let it be me she longs to hold.
I can't wait,
I won't wait,
cause tomorrow's too late.
And I need her right now in my life.
Oh,
love this melody. Oh, let this lullaby cry out and catch your ear.
We rejoice and we give thanks for all that it represents.
Well, that was Lamar. And Lullaby. And this is Shalimar and Take That to the Bank. The big Christmas tune switch on coming up here after we've heard from Shalimar. And Take That to the Bank. A very good morning to you. So yesterday we spoke to Craig from a band called Fortune Faded Glory. And here he is. And then after that we'll be hearing their tune. So here's Craig from Fortune Faded Glory. Today it's our pleasure to promote local talent with a Bromley connection. And on the other end of the line we've got Craig. Craig, welcome along to Bromley Radio. And you've got a Christmas song that we're going to play, but just tell us about yourselves and all the rest of it.
All right, cheers, Mick. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we're just down the road in Kent. Big Bromley connection for me. My sister and my niece and my nephew live up in Bromley. My sister works for the council, and I'm up there all the time with my kids. So, yeah, lovely part of the world that I've got lots of affection for. I live just down the road, though, in Folkestone, but I've been writing music my whole life. And me and my mates, you know, sort of we have a bit of fun recording and occasionally gigging. But we wrote a little Christmas song recently, and we thought, you know what, that's just worth it. Might just be catchy enough to give it a bit of a push. So we're trying to let a few people know about it and see if they'll listen to it this year.
That's brilliant, because we're like kids do, aren't we, when it comes to Christmas? We get enthusiastic about it, and we have the festive songs and all the rest of it. So growing up then, Craig, who would you say was your biggest influence when it came to Christmas songs?
Oh, Christmas music for me. So I'm a child of the 80s, so I'm in my early 40s now. So, I mean, Shakin' Stevens was the big one for me. So Merry Christmas, everyone. I think that's the one that as a kid I absolutely adored. But like a lot of people, I think for me, Slade with Noddy Holder, and then Mudd, Lonely This Christmas, and Wizard. I think, all the tunes that's the funny thing about Christmas, isn't it? It's sort of, the songs are relatively timeless, I think. The ones that really mean something to us. And it doesn't really matter if they're from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. They're all just of a particular feeling. And this song we've written, I think it's got a bit of a retro feel to it. As well, actually, I think it does sort of hark back to some of that sort of retro sentiment, you know, and sort of old Christmas feeling. So, but yeah, Shakin' Stevens for me, mate. That's the one that I still love to this day.
All right, we'll try and get that one on for you as well, as we're into December now, and we're having the big Christmas song switch on here on Bromley Radio. We haven't had that yet, so yours will be the first. Tell us the name of your band.
So we're called Fortune Faded Glory. It is a bit of a mouthful, I know. We've existed probably for about 20 years on and off. We're a group of mates that come together and like spending, you know, a bit of time together and, you know, mucking around and play around Kent and stuff. But we always do our own music. Fortune Faded Glory.
And where did you meet?
So a bit of a collection. We're all in our late teens, early 20s when we met originally. So I met at work with a couple of the guys. One of them I'd gone to college with. And it was just sort of this, you know, it's what it's like when you're a young bloke. And we all like similar sort of music. We're all into our guitar music and big into sort of the indie and the rock scene. And so, yeah, we came together through that sort of passion for music. But, yeah, all work and college, mate. We were only young.
Ah, okay. And the name of the band, was it inspired by the jeans? Do you wear the jeans? Because there is a Faded Glory jeans that are out there.
Is there? No, in no way affiliated, actually, Mick, with Faded Glory jeans. But I'll be writing them a letter. I'll be asking if they want to use my song in there in any adverts. And I'm not familiar with them myself. Yeah. No, the name's a bit of a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, because I'm just saying that there could be a sponsorship deal in it for you. So whether you go gigging, you wear jeans anyway. So why not be Faded Glory as well?
Yeah, why not? I think I'll be putting an email into their PR team this afternoon, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, you've just got into the 21st century here, Craig, because you said I'll write them a letter. That's an expression you don't hear too much these days.
No.
Okay, how many members are you in the band there?
So, you know, it's a funny one. We're because we're not like an actively touring band. Mm-hmm. So, like, you might get bands that are trying all the time. So we're sort of revolving. Sometimes there's four, sometimes there's five of us. It depends who's available. Earlier this year, three of us did a gig. We did, you know, one guitar, bass and drums. But if all five of us are available, we'll all contribute towards a record. You know, we mix up instruments and, you know, we've all got something we predominantly play. But, you know, someone will have a go at playing the piano or something. But there's four to five of us usually, mate.
Okay, and who wrote Christmas Cheers?
So it was me. So for this particular project, I'm the predominant songwriter. So I normally take a song that I've written on the guitar, occasionally the piano, but usually the guitar. I'll take a song to the band and say, look, I've finished this thing, and I'll ask them to add some bass and some drums and some guitars and some backing vocals, and then it starts coming to life, you know. But so I took the song to them, and actually it was last year, so 2022, at the end of the year, I wrote it around Christmas time, and we tried to record it and release it then, but it was just too late because I wrote it around that time. But I'm the primary songwriter.
Songwriting, that's a tough one in my view, because it's hello, we've got some company, haven't we?
Sorry, that's my dog. It's just heard the postman.
Not to worry, because we got one of those here as well. here at Bromley Radio. If we can find him. No, we can't, but we will. So while I allow you to let your dog devour the postman, songwriting, that's a tough one. And obviously getting inspiration, and I presume you have these light bulb moments and you think, right, yeah. And then you just start writing away, do you?
Yeah, that's it, mate. So honestly, I must have only been 13 or 14 when I started. And it's so hard to... It's hard to explain it other than I've never tried to write a song really in my life, but occasionally I'll pick the guitar up and it just falls out of me. That Christmas song, I didn't say to myself that morning,
yes,
try and write a Christmas song, you know. And I certainly didn't sit down trying to write one. I just had, there was Christmas all around me, and as I picked the guitar up, before I knew it, the words were coming and the song was there. It almost wrote itself. It was finished in 15 minutes. And it's the strangest thing, mate. Sometimes I don't even know if it's me doing it, but it's coming from somewhere.
Yes, and obviously the other hard aspect of it is selling an idea to the rest of the band before it's been built, sort of thing.
Yeah.
What you've got in your head, they've got to try and find out what it is and where you want it to go.
Yeah, no, they're all pretty supportive. I think normally I'll do a demo of something and I'll send it to them, and a couple of them come back and say, yeah, we like that one, or yeah, maybe it needs a bit more work. But this is one of those where I played it to them and they said, yeah, it sounds great. Oh. Sounds like a keeper. So they was all really keen to get involved, and yeah, we got it tied up pretty quickly. But yeah, I didn't really have to sell this one, because I think when you hear it, mate, you'll agree it's quite a foot tapper.
Yes indeed. We had a little sneak preview here in the studio, but for the rest of the world, they're going to get to hear it.
Yeah.
Once we part company here, tell us the name of the other members of your band.
So so we've got Charlie. He is our bass player, but also he's our producer. So he's got a studio at home. Everything we write and record is all done in his house nowadays. So Charlie is one of my main collaborators. Dan is our rhythm guitarist and backing singer. Also plays a little bit of piano. Dan and I have been in a couple of different bands together over the years, but one of my besties. And then there's Billy, who we use playing drums, and he sort of thumps the old tubs for us, does some singing too. And then Dave is our lead guitarist, and he plays a bit of lead, and occasionally he'll chuck in some vocals. Dave's our sort of what do you call it, inconsistent member. He's the one that's he's a roadman, so he's normally out doing sound all over the country. So when we get him, we tie him down, but yes. He's a permanent collaborator for us too.
Oh, excellent. Okay, and is there anyone else you want to give a shout out to?
Oh yeah, so it's got to be my Bromley family, isn't it? So to my big sister Lorna, and my nephew Harry, and my niece Victoria. I think so. They're a huge part of my family. We're a very close unit, and I've got massive love for them. They've been wonderful support for my band and my songwriting all my life, and I'm so pleased actually that I'm able to be a small part of Bromley community because it's so close to me. Yes. But so for those really, I would dedicate this one to you, mate.
Okay, and also there's a video, isn't there, to this song? I must add that. And where can we find that?
Yes, mate. So, I mean, the band, Fortune Faded Glory, we're on all the social channels, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. So, and there is a video. It's so my sister and my family from Bromley. There's a little clip of Bromley in that video. If you're eagle-eyed, you'll spot it. But yeah, so it's all homemade stuff, family, and different Christmases from a few years by.
Brilliant. And okay, so do you want to introduce the song here, Craig? This is the big Christmas song switch on here on Bromley Radio. Go on, introduce it, sir.
Okay, well, everyone, here we are for the big Christmas switch on Bromley Radio. Please sit back and enjoy by Fortune Faded Glory. This is Christmas Cheers.
That is Fortune Faded Glory and Christmas Cheer. And I'd like to think that they had a few pints of Christmas cheer when they recorded that.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
And this one's for Craig.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing.
Shaking Stevens, Merry Christmas everyone. And we mentioned that we've got a dog here. There we go. And we've got a cat as well.
That wonder
It's loving embrace, just feel the thunder. As it warms your face, you can't hold back. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show.
Bromley Radio.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Intruders, and I will always love my mama, and that goes to all mums, whether with us or even not with us.
I said I love you, Mom.
And before that, we had the Bellamy Brothers and Let Your Love Flow on Bromley Radio.
Ah.
Yes, the big Christmas song switch on today here on Bromley Radio. So throughout the day, you'll be hearing the odd Christmas tune here and there. Many thanks to Fortune Faded Glory, local band with a local link to Bromley, and they are Christmas cheer. So, yes, I had plenty of that. Friday night, the 1st of December, because talking of switch-ons, Cray Wanderers by having the floodlight switch-on for the very first time. First time, probably about 30 years now. And now they're at Flamingo Park with the stadium there. They've actually got a new pitch laid, which is the latest in 4G technology. Probably one of the most modern in the UK, and also floodlights as well. Yeah, it was a good evening we had there, and we ended up by New Alton Station in a bar called Pope Street, and that is most certainly worth a visit as well.
Learned to read.
The Beach Boys. Bit of audio sunshine there. You always think of sunshine, don't you, when you hear the Beach Boys? Well, I certainly do. But it's not that warm out there, is it? We've got the fire on here. You might be able to hear that in the background here. The Bromley Radio Studio. Well, I say fire. It sounds more like a furnace, doesn't it?
Bromley Radio.
I think it's disgusting.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
The white fire of the moon, love's wings are broken all too soon. We never loved. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a hard stone? We turn the wheel and break the chain. Put steel to steel and laugh at pain. We're dreamers in castles made of sand. The road to Eden's overgrown. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a stone? Look at the headlines, big crowd at the crazy house. Long queue for the Joker machine. Sometimes we
Cher and Heart of Stone. As we're approaching the top of the hour, and we have one more Christmas song to play this hour for you, by local talent duo L and K, and this is their new song, We Love Christmas. That's local talent. Duo L and K, We Love Christmas. Yeah, we love that as well. Thank you very much for listening today.
Ho, ho, ho.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me, stand by me.